This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley, your chilly Nishna Valley.
Chilly, freezing, bitter cold,
I think chilly passed us by a while ago.
Yeah.
It's just cold now. And now they're talking maybe some snow on top of that, too.
No, thank you.
I know, it's December. Why are we complaining?
I know, we should be expecting it and used to it.
But I'm not ready.
No.
Never ready. It's just the first time you have to pull out a jacket. And then another jacket.
Yeah. Well, it's because last week or so, it wasn't so bad. It was pretty nice. We were in the 60s, I think. And now to go to this, it's just not fair.
Well, it seemed like last year when we hit the Christmas, the winter season, that it happened so much earlier. Remember last year in 2012, we actually had snow like in the first 10 days or so of October. I don't remember the date exactly, but it was like the 7th, 8th, something like that. We had snow. This year we have had a little bit of snow, but nothing really significant.
To stick around,
No. So.
Which is fine.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just perfectly fine.
Although, the older I get, I can deal with the snow. In fact, if they could figure out a way for it to snow on us when it's 65 degrees outside, I'd be okay with
You'd be fine with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But, because the snow you can do something about. You shovel it, blow it, or whatever, but you get it out of the way.
The ice.
But the cold I can do without.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the ice is bad, too. But no, the cold I can do without. I mean, snow, it's just a part of winter when you live in Iowa, and so is the cold. But, ee whiz.
When it drops that quickly, that's when it's,
And it's amazing how just a little 12-mile-an-hour breeze can become so incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
You know, it's a welcome breeze when it's 97 degrees outside. But you don't like it so much when it's, two degrees below zero?
And it feels like it's negative something,
All of a sudden it's 19 below. Oh, no, thank you.
It's when you run in and out of your house to your car.
But, the funny thing is we've had some winter seasons, some Christmas seasons, where it's been relatively mild.
Yeah.
And we've had 40s, 50s, maybe even 60 degrees in through November and into December. And I know sometimes people that own stores, they kind of say, I wish it would get cold or snowy outside because then people start feeling more Christmassy. They start feeling more in the Christmas spirit. I mean, I know it's coming. It's on the calendar. It's going to be here anyway. But sometimes they get a little concerned that it's just kind of a slow start to the season. Well, if you were looking for Christmassy, we may not have the snow quite yet, but there's your temperatures for you.
Yeah.
When you're grabbing the gloves and hats and boots and everything else along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christmas season already, so bundle up.
Yes.
It's cold outside. It might be something to think about, too, is when it's cold outside like this, and we complain about it. Oh, do we complain about it?
Oh, yeah.
And mostly, what are we doing? We're walking from here to our car.
I know. It's not like we're outside in it all day or anything.
No, we're outside in it for a minute. Think about those who maybe are outside in it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The homeless, people who are hungry, people who don't have. Most of us are pretty lucky. We might complain that we don't think we have enough, but we have. It's a nice kind of a thing. It is the holiday season. Remember, Christmas is not just a date on the calendar. It's there for a reason. So, it might not be the worst time in the world to just think a little bit about those who are less fortunate. And it might be a good lesson for kids, too. You know how selfish kids are.
Yeah.
And it's not just today's kids. Kids have always been selfish. That's part of being children. We're that way when we're born. It's up to our parents to break us of those habits and teach us how to be good, responsible citizens and caring people and all that stuff. Well, it might be a good lesson for kids, too. The easiest thing in the world is to go out and buy yourself something or buy a gift for someone else who you know and love. What about maybe getting something for someone you don't know? Helping somebody else who's in need. Maybe it's just a small donation of some sort of an item. Maybe it's donating some sort of, for example, a new toy or something that, you purchase that you can do to some sort of a toy drive or something. Maybe it's looking through your closet and figuring out what you don't use anymore that's still in great shape that somebody could benefit from. Hey, we're all there. Yeah. No matter how much or how little you think you have, we all have some things that we just don't use anymore. And in some cases, it might be life-saving for folks, like coats and hats and gloves and things like that. Maybe think about making those donations and make it a family effort this year, too. Because like I say, what better lesson could you give to your children at this time. Just because they might be out of school around the Christmas holiday season doesn't mean they can't still be learning.
It's true.
So maybe think about some of those kinds of things, too, as we're having so much fun, because there's so many things to do during this time of the year. And we still have a lot of Christmassy things that are on the calendar, even though we're kind of condensed with the Christmas season this year. You know, I didn't realize it until I really looked it up. You know, of course, last year we had Thanksgiving on the earliest possible day. This year, because the first fell on the Friday, the day after, Thanksgiving was the latest possible day it could be. We lost 6 full days of the Christmas holiday season, if you consider that to be from the day after Thanksgiving on. 6 full days. That's a week.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost a week of the Christmas season. We went from 32 days last year from Thanksgiving to Christmas to 26 this year. That really is eye-opening when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, businesses are affected. People are affected.
Yeah.
You know, those of us who procrastinate when it comes to gift buying.
Yep.
It just seems like it all comes on us so much faster. Didn't I have another week to buy stuff? You know, what happened? So, you know, it's that time of the year. It's going to come upon us all very quickly, I guess, is the moral of the story. So enjoy some of the things that are going on, even though it seems early yet in the Christmas season. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of weeks away. So make sure you get
so
after
scary.
Some stuff. Oh, boy, isn't it? How are you doing with your Christmas shopping?
I thought I was doing good, but I'm not. I think I can pretty well be done for the kids. I mean, we don't need to get them a ton. They don't, especially Brianna, you know, mostly kind of clothes for her. We've gotten her. And
I'm thinking she's probably not going to remember much about her first Christmas.
No, not so much.
No, I don't remember mine or the second or the third or the fourth.
Yep. So just the rest of families on both sides, we need to finish up yet.
Sometimes I think the best gift you can give yourself is to get finished with that stuff so you can put it behind you and move on.
Yeah, once you're finally done, it is just a weight off your shoulder.
I know.
It's like, oh, but now you have to wrap all of it.
I know.
Why it's nice, especially like downtown, that a lot of them do the free gift wrapping, which I love.
that's one of the nice things about being in a small town like this, too. A lot of the local shops, you know, they're going to do a lot of different things to make sure that they ensure that you keep coming back to them, too.
And it's much nicer than I would ever do.
Well, I'm a guy, so I can.
So it's always,
Yeah.
But yeah,
you're lucky you get tape on my packages.
I'm not a very good wrapper to begin with. And
yeah, here's your paper bag.
Exactly. Yeah.
Slap a bow on it and away we go.
There's like 10 pieces of, you know, tape on one end because I can't do it.
No, you can forget gift. I don't know why that is. It's one of those. It's got to be in the genes or the DNA or something.
Yeah.
Guys can't wrap gifts. They just can't. I don't know why. I mean, it's not even a running joke anymore in our household.
Oh, really?
Well, if I, you know, when I get some gifts and stuff for, you know, for whoever, I mean, it's a given. What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to wrap the gifts. Just leave them there. I'll wrap them for you. Yeah.
I want it to look nice.
That's right. They're going to think I did it and it's going to look awful.
I think you're kind of maybe running a scam there, Jim.
Yeah. Well, like I said, guys.
You can't do it.
We're smarter than you give us credit for. Guys are smart. We learned a long time ago that if you hate doing the laundry, all you have to do is shrink one sweater and you're never doing it again.
Ruin one nice thing and you're done.
You drop and break one dish while you're doing the dishes, you will never do dishes again. You know, it works.
Yeah.
It's a time-honored, proven system.
Okay.
Get used to it. What you got over there? You got a list of some stuff going on?
I do. Let's see here. Well, the Anita Child Care Centers, their fifth annual silent auction is on December 8th, and that's during the Anita Christmas Walk. Silent auction is to help raise money for the early childhood and after school care programs, and I think you have some more information on that.
Well, they got a lot of stuff going on. The Walk Through a Winter Wonderland in Anita this weekend. It's actually coming up this Sunday, December the 8th, and there's a lot going on. They've got the Holiday Hustle, which starts at 2 o'clock. That's a 5K run and a 1.5-mile walk, and that's for all ages. You register from 1 to 1:45 at the community center. They're having a recipe walk again this year. You can sample food and drinks at different businesses from 3 to 5. Also, they have, let's see, what else is going on? You've got hay rides from 5 to 7 p.m. You're going to pick up and drop off downtown. Bill Brenton providing that. There's a craft show going on at the Anita Community Center from 4 to 7 o'clock. They'll have, you mentioned Anita Child Care is having their silent auction. That's at the community center, 4 to 7. The live nativity scene is always the popular thing that they, folks, one of the popular things they like about that. That's from 4 to 4:30. That's at Advice Livestock Auction. And the cost of admission there is just a non-perishable food item Or you could bring a bunch if you'd like. What did we just talk about?
Yep.
Donating something to someone you don't know. That goes to the Anita Food Pantry. They have a Santa chase.
What?
There's a Santa chase at 5 o'clock. It's for kids pre-K through 6th grade. You register at 4:30 in the City Hall. You're going to chase Santa down the street. Might be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, I think that would be.
Just don't tackle Santa. Remember, right. There's still time to make the naughty list.
Yes.
Don't make this any worse than it is. The American Legion Hall will be the host site for a soup supper starting at 4:30. There's caroling and a bonfire in the Bandshell Park from 5 to 6:30. By the way, I was in Anita the other night. The Bandshell Park looks lovely, as always. Lots and lots of lights. Even the basketball hoop is all lit up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Neat.
I can go shoot hoops in the middle of the night. I don't want to. Santa Claus will be making an appearance at the Anita Public Library from 5 to 7 o'clock. And also the luminaries. That's always a big deal, too. The luminaries along Chestnut Street in Anita from 5 to 8 p.m. Everybody on the street participates. It's really cool. I've been there before. It's really nice. And the Cub Scouts, PAC 61, they'll have apple pies and hot chocolate for purchase. Kennedy Plowman, along with some CAM vocal students, will be performing Christmas songs. Lots of stuff going on. So that's all coming up Sunday over in Anita, a walk through a winter wonderland. They have Christmas tree displays in a lot of the business fronts, too.
Oh, neat.
So check a lot of that stuff out. Lots of things.
Well, over in Stewart, also on December 8th, it's the Project Restore Foundation annual holiday string quartet concert. That's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, December 8th. That's at the Saints Center in Stewart. The public is invited to the free concert, and then they'll have some refreshments served afterwards. We have a Red Cross blood drive coming up. That'll be in Earling. That is on December 9th, and that's from noon to 6 at St. Joseph's Hall. A benefit soup supper and silent auction is coming up. That's on Tuesday, December 10th. It's for Maddox Starmer, son of Officer Matt Starmer and his wife Melissa. Maddox is on life support and waiting for a new heart. And the benefit soup and silent auction will be held again on December 10th at the Audubon Community School. It's before and during the basketball game. So if you'd like to donate an item for the silent auction, you can still call Ashley Obermeyer, number 563-4235. Again, that's a benefit soup, supper, and silent auction for Maddox Starmer. That's on December 10th at the Audubon Community School, and that's before and during the basketball game. Also in Audubon, the Friendship Home Annual Community Chamber Brunch. That's on December 10th at 9:30 a.m., and all chamber members are encouraged to attend. In Atlantic, the BPO Doe's meeting will be held at the Elks Lodge on December 10th. They'll have dinner at 6:30, then their business meeting at 7:30. The Holy Trinity Lutheran Church Advent Service, that's going to be held on December 11th and also on the 18th. Both nights, it's at 6 p.m. at 710 Walnut Street. It's the First Baptist Church. Again, that's Holy Trinity Lutheran Church Advent Service on December 11th and 18th at 6 p.m., and that's at the First Baptist Church. Zion Lutheran Church's annual cookie walk, that's coming up on December 14th. That's Saturday, December 14th from 11:30 to 1:30. That's going to be held in the church basement. They'll have lots and lots of goodies. There's cookies and breads. They'll have candy sold by the pound. They do have containers provided, and proceeds from this go to mission projects. So join the Zion Lutheran Church for their annual cookie walk on Saturday, December 14th from 11:30 to 1:30, and that's in the church basement. In Shelby, their Red Cross blood drive is going to be held on December 14th. That's from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that will be held at the Shelby Community Building. A roller skating at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds, that's coming up Friday, December 20th. They'll also have some additional dates in the months ahead, January 3rd, 17th, and 31st. In February, it's on the 14th, and then in March on the 14th and 28th. All those dates, the beginners are at 6 p.m., and then others are from 6:30 to 8:30, and it's just $4 per person. So the next one coming up is December 20th at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds, and that's roller skating, just $4 per person. The Holy Trinity Lutheran Church and First Baptist Church, their Christmas Eve service, that will be held on December 24th, and that's at 5 p.m. at the First Baptist Church. That's the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church and the First Baptist Church, their Christmas Eve service, on December 24th at 5, and that's at the First Baptist Church.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
have some other stuff going on yet this weekend, too. The Adair 18th Annual Festival of Trees finishes up here on Sunday, December 8th at the Adair Community Center. You'll have one more opportunity to enjoy from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free will donation with proceeds going to local scholarships, the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library helping to sponsor that event. So still a chance to enjoy that. Also this weekend, some things going on yet. Murtu Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's 24th Annual Tree of Lights. They'll have their lighting ceremony this Sunday, December 8th at 6 p.m. in the Auble Conference Room at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. They'll have ornament names that'll be read. They'll have the lighting ceremony. There'll be refreshments there. What they're doing is $10 for a donation. That gets you a star ornament. It carries holiday, anniversary, first Christmas, some different types of greetings, or maybe buy one in memory of a loved one. And you can participate in all of that. Ethel Doffenbaugh is helping to coordinate all of that. But that lighting ceremony coming up this Sunday, December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Auble Room in the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Also, coming up here in the very near future, the Erling Community Blood Drive will be held. That'll be at St. Joseph's Hall in Erling this Monday, December 9th from noon until 6 p.m. And you can contact Nadine Kinkle to schedule your appointment, and walk-ins are always welcome there. Also coming up this week, the United Methodist Church in Harlan is having its cookie walk and luncheon this Wednesday, December the 11th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch is $8. Self-boxed cookies are $10. Pre-ordered cookies are $11, so you can place your orders today. You can call the church to get that taken care of. And again, that's the United Methodist Church in Harlan cookie walk and luncheon Wednesday, December 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be at the church at 1202 9th Street in Harlan. Also, don't forget the mobile food pantry will be held again in Casey. That's sponsored by the Food Bank of Iowa and the Adair Casey Food Pantry. The mobile food pantry will be at the Casey Community Building at 501 Antique Drive in Casey, Saturday, December 14th. And that'll be from 10 a.m. until noon. Now, it's free. It's open to everyone of all ages from around the region who is in need of stretching their food budgets. They do ask that you bring some boxes, laundry baskets, or grocery bags, things like that to help carry the items home in. So, again, that's coming up Saturday, December 14th, 10 a.m. to noon at the Casey Community Building for those who need that service. Also, got your Christmas tree yet? Are you done?
We have a fake one.
Oh, cheaters. Cheater. So do we.
I know.
So do we. Are y'all decorated up yet?
No.
Is it going to be a family affair? Is
yes.
Wyatt going to help? Is he going to decorate that lower rim of the tree?
Yep, and I'm sure the next day the lower half will all be gone. But yes,
probably.
My husband's been out of town, so I'm waiting for him to get back so we can all do it together.
Good. Did he? Yeah. He was too young to help, obviously, last year. He was just weeks old last year, like 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old,
yeah.
Something like that. So this will be his first try to do something like
yeah.
that. Are you going to just let him decorate the lower portion he can reach, or are you lifting him up to help?
Probably both.
A little of both?
Yeah.
He'll have probably too much fun with it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the balls. They're all shatterproof, but I know they've broken before, because I know he got a hold of a couple last year. So
they're not shatterproof.
They're not exactly shatterproof. No, they do break, but...
Well, it's always fun.
Yeah.
That was always a thing at our house, too. We did that. My mom used to coordinate that. Dad really didn't do much with the Christmas tree.
Just but, brought it in. Brought it inside.
Yeah.
That yep,
was pretty
that's
much about
how it.
Make sure it got set up straight and whatever
yeah,
else.
Put
then
it in
after
the stand
that, it was.
And all that.
Yeah. Relax in the easy chair and watch a football game and watch everybody else take care of business.
Yeah.
But mom had a lot of help, you know, with four boys there, too.
Oh,
so
sure.
We all took our turns doing some of the decorating and stuff. It was always fun to do that stuff
mm-hmm.
together. You know, some people also like to buy those real Christmas trees together as a family, too. And if you're looking to do that, the Atlantic Lions Club, again, is having its tree sale this year. In fact, they said it's been really good so far. You know, a few years ago, they started doing it at Hy-Vee. Now, years ago, they mm-hmm. used to do it out there back behind 6 West on the west side of town. And
I remember that.
Then when that closed down, then they were on the curve out there, mm-hmm. past where Salvation Army, well, was. The old grocery store out there on the west side of town, southwest part of town there. And then a few years ago, they moved out to the Hy-Vee location, so Hy-Vee can kind of assist them in that, and that's been a real good marriage for them. They buy 450 trees every year from the same tree farm up in Wisconsin that gives them real good quality stuff. And they said in the first couple, 3 days, because they start the day after Thanksgiving, they said in the first, like, 3 days, that first weekend, they sold about a third of their supply already. So that's good. But they have trees anywhere from $15 to $75. They're selling Scotch pine, white pine, and Fraser fir. They're open 7 days a week, 10:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And quite frankly, you can buy a tree at all hours. You could go at 3 a.m. and buy a tree if you want, because that's the lovely part about having at Hy-Vee, because they're open 24 hours. So even if the Lions Club members don't happen to be there at the time to help you out, if you find one you really like, you can just go inside and pay for it there and take it home at that time, too. You know, and that's their biggest fundraising project of the year for the Lions Club, and it helps them to raise money for all the other things that they do. How long do you think the Atlantic Lions Club has been around?
No idea. Not even...
Well, Lions...
I'd say over 50.
Yeah, you would be correct there. Lions International, the Lions organization, has been around since 1917. So they're getting close to their anniversary, their 100-year anniversary. The Atlantic Lions Club came along just 11 years later, 1928.
Wow.
Been around for a long time. Yeah. So a lot of trees sold over the years. So if you are looking for a live tree, that might be a place where you can get yourself something. You help your family out. And you're helping out others, too, because the money that you spend there is going into a lot of those projects that go right back into the community again. So check them out. And, you know, when you're going to buy those Christmas trees, you know, you want to make sure that you're getting a good one. Some things you should look for.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about that here in just a little bit. First, we're going to take this short break, and then I'm going to educate you. Everything you need to know about Christmas trees.
Okay.
You know everything already, don't you?
Of course.
Don't need to. I just take it out of the box and set it up.
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, so remember, as promised, here's your tree buying stuff, okay?
Okay.
Go to the store, pick out a nice one, take the box home, put it together, and there's your tree.
Ta-da!
That's how Stacy does Christmas.
It is this year, well, and last year. We did get a live tree. We have gotten a live tree, but...
Yeah, well, I always used to get live trees, too. I don't have one right now. But if you're looking for a live Christmas tree, you know, there are actually a lot of places that you can get them, too. The folks at Iowa State University Extension put together kind of a buying and caring for real Christmas trees thing. And, you know, one of the first things they talk about is that Christmas trees are available everywhere. I mean, they're grown in all 50 states, including here in Iowa. There are like 100 different tree farms and local growers to choose from just in Iowa alone. And, you know, so no matter where you look, you're probably going to be able to find them. But if you're heading out to purchase a tree, there's some things you should think about. First, you want to decide where you're going to put the tree inside your home, because that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. Do you have a large space, a small space? Do you have high ceilings, low ceilings?
Rearrange furniture.
Exactly.
That's what we had to do.
Furniture. What about outlets? Do you have outlets in the neighborhood? Are you putting it in front of a window, maybe in a corner? Or how are you going to do, you know, all those kinds of things. What about heat sources, a fireplace, a radiator? You know, all these kinds of things. You should decide on those before you go out so you know what you're getting. And a lot of trees can be purchased from cut-your-own tree farms, or you can find cut trees at commercial lots like the Lions Club. But you want to make sure that you're looking for something that has a straight trunk. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
But that's what you look for. A tree with a straight trunk, way easier to put in the stand and get standing up straight. We've been through that, I don't know how many times over the years when we were growing up, where you spend all night just trying to get the thing straight because the trunk is a little curved. It's tough. So you want to do that. Also, make sure you know the diameter of your tree stand. Make sure you know what it will hold. The worst thing in the world is to go out and bring a tree home and, the trunk is too big. It doesn't fit in there.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go back and get a new tree stand, apparently. So, yeah, watch all those things. And, you know, also, if you're buying a cut tree, you know, one of the things to look for, it's kind of the old running joke, you know, the Charlie Brown thing where you pick up the tree and bang it on the ground and all the little branches, the little bristles fall off. Well, that's the way you do it. I mean, If it's a dry tree and you bounce it a couple times on the ground on the butt of it, the needles all fall off, or a lot of them fall off. Well, then some of them are going to fall off anyway.
Right.
But if it's a dry tree, there'll be a lot more. Also, you know, one of the things that is really kind of a key is when you bring it home, cut the bottom inch of the tree's trunk off before you bring it in the house, because a fresh cut facilitates water uptake. That'll make your tree last a lot longer. It won't dry out quite as fast. And watch where you're putting it so it's not around, mm-hmm. the furnace vents and whatever else. But also, you know, a lot of people heard the old stories about putting an aspirin in the water, or maybe some Coca-Cola or sugar, molasses, whatever else. No, don't do that.
Nothing.
No, they say the key to keeping a Christmas tree fresh, put it away from heat sources, like we mm-hmm. said, fireplace, heaters, those types of things. Keep the tree reservoir full of water. Check the reservoir at least once or twice a day. Fresh trees absorb large quantities of water, especially in the first few days. So if the water level drops below the bottom of the trunk, well, then obviously it's
right.
It's not getting dry.
yeah,
you need to take care of that. So yeah, those are the key things. So make sure you're aware of all those things. And yeah, there are a lot of stories out there about how to make them last longer. Just like anything else, good care. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to them. They're not in the house for very long.
No.
And you know what? When it comes time after the holiday season is over, it's nice to dispose of them in different ways too, instead of just kind of tossing them out. Some people, there are groups, organizations, schools that will use them for projects.
Mm-hmm. I know Atlantic does.
Trees. Yeah. Or you might be able to take and have them mulched up. You can use that, different ways too. But yeah, so lots of ways to take care of that too. So be aware of those things and have fun this Christmas.
Yeah.
Got any birthdays there?
I do. Over the Salem Lutheran Home, I would like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Anderson, celebrating her birthday on December 9th, and also to Frances Klein, celebrating their birthday on December 11th. So happy birthday to those folks there over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. At the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Florence Staub, celebrating her birthday on December 11th. And we have a birthday party. It's an 80th birthday party for Raymond Butt. That's on Sunday, December 8th from 2 to 4. And that's at the Lewis Elementary Building. His birthday is on December 9th. So happy 80th birthday to Raymond Butt, who will be celebrating his birthday on December 8th from 2 to 4 at the Lewis Elementary Building.
Raymond is not 80.
That's what it says.
Really?
You would not think it, would you?
Not as active as he's been, no. Are we just getting older?
We're getting older, but one thing will always be the same is his popcorn.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's will be.
That's right. Best popcorn is at the Griswold ball games because
yes.
Raymond makes the popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. I do have an anniversary request here, too. It says the family of Dale and Sharon Elmquist are requesting a card shower to honor them on their 50th wedding anniversary, which is coming up this Sunday, December the 8th. So if you'd like to send a card to Dale and Sharon Elmquist, the address is 507 Birch Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. So congratulations to Dale and Sharon Elmquist on their 50th anniversary celebration. If you can send them a card, again, 507 Birch Street here in Atlantic, 50022. I'm sure they'd very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we hope they have a good day.
Yeah. I do have two more birthdays.
You do?
I do. My son and my mom, December 9th.
Oh, that's right. All on the same day.
Yeah. Yep.
How could we forget those?
I know.
Boy is two.
Yep.
And your mom can't be a day over 35.
No.
No.
No, especially since I'm 32.
Oh, well, yeah, she started real young then, didn't she?
She did. No, happy birthday to my son Wyatt and my mom Carolyn Hartman.
Very good. Almost forgot to get those in.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You were
I didn't,
waiting.
Especially when I saw December 9th. I was like, oh, got to get that on there.
Got to do that.
Yeah.
You don't want to neglect those that are important to you.
No.
Well, very good. Well, we hope you're having a great start to the Christmas season. Countdown has already started, so don't make it any more hectic at the tail end than it has to be.
Yeah.
Make sure you have fun with Christmas. That's what it's supposed to be. That'll do it for us here this weekend. Thanks for joining us here, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.